I'm good, thank you.
Now, interesting times for Ararat. Unfortunately, the easing of some restrictions comes too late, I guess, for you to have anyone on track like thoroughbred meetings this weekend. There'll be no one there but industry on Sunday.
Yes, correct. We were due to celebrate our 100 years as a club.
So you have a big function. This was going to be a big gathering, was it? Or
yes, we were hoping to do a bit of a reunion and with old trainers and things like that. But unfortunately, we've had to postpone it again.
Well, that's just, when you say again, what was this something? Because you've had an interesting time at Ararat. I think when you took over, you've had a few meetings, but this is a club that wasn't in part of the hubs or the bubbles when harness racing really locked down. So you were a club that lost meetings. Then you came back with some, and you've had some with crowds and not. So you've had a lot to deal with.
Yes, correct. Yes.
But your cup winner, you had your cup in Feb, didn't you? That was all right with people on track?
Yes, yes, that was very successful and it went well, yeah, especially with having people on track was good.
So you can't really have a function going forward for a while, don't you? Because after this meeting this weekend, you don't race at Ararat until end of the year, is that right?
Yes, correct, November.
Okay. Looking at the Facebook page, there seems to be a bit of an ongoing fundraiser. Tell us about that. I think the president's wife has done some really big work there. You've had a really big fundraiser in the last month or so.
Yes, Sharon Rouse has done a fabulous job. She's been the head of all our fundraising for Pacing for Pink. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the Facebook page, whether it's beanies and jackets and plenty of things that she's been helping to raise funds. So it looks as though that's more than a passion.
Yes, yes. She put it out there and she had people, thoroughbred industry ringing her and, yeah, it just took off.
So you started at the start of the year, Trudy, is that right?
Yes, yes.
Right. So you've had some meetings that didn't go ahead, others that did, but how's it been going in general, your foray as manager of Ararat?
It's been quite good, yes, yeah. A bit up and down with when you can have spectators and you can't, but otherwise it's been good, yeah.
And as I mentioned, when the announcement was a day or so ago that restrictions would ease for Country Victoria, was your gut feeling that no matter what happened, it would be too late for people to be on track? Is that what I was going to say, were you disappointed? That might be the wrong word, but were you not surprised?
I wasn't surprised, no. No, I didn't. I didn't think that we would be able to have spectators, yeah.
Is your track used by any trainers? Is it used after this meeting this weekend? Is Ararat Harness track maintained for any reason until you race again in November?
Yes, we do conduct trials once a month. Our trainers do use it on a regular basis as well. So
maybe you could have a barbecue at the trials for some of the trainers, I don't know, maybe that's a bit low-key for the reunion. Maybe wait till later in the year. Hey, great to chat to you. Bad luck with no one on track this weekend, but have a great meeting and we'll chat later in the year. All the best to you, Trudy.
No worries, thank you.
Trudy Ryan from Ararat Harness Racing Club. On Sunday they have a meeting, of course, coverage on RSN, but no one on track.